Shep and Wally Paul stood over the man who was on his knees begging for forgiveness.
"Forgive me, please."
"Don't tell us," said Wally Paul. "Tell the Lord." And then the man threw himself to the floor and he wailed and gnashed his teeth.
"Forgive me, Lord. I have sinned against you and I have transgressed and coveted. But I repent, O Lord, I repent of my sins and I renounce my sharp dealing ways."
And then he turned his face up to the heavens and tears flooded his eyes and overflowed onto his cheeks. And he pleaded until words finally failed him completely. And all that he could do was execute sobs. Wally Paul then tenderly placed his hand on the man's scalp and said, "Lord, this heathen has come to you and has accepted Jesus Christ in his heart. He has been washed clean in the blood of Christ and comes to you a reborn man."
"Yes, yes."
A moment later, Shep said,
"You are forgiven, brother. You have been given grace in the eyes of the Lord. May you now be accepted into the light, brother."
Shep then drew his .45 and placed the barrel to the man's temple.
"Go toward the light."
And then he pulled the trigger and the man fell over dead.
"Go toward the light."
And then the two men folded their hands in prayer. When they had completed their address to God, Wally Paul said, "His soul has left the earthly plane, brother. He has found grace and been accepted by the Lord. Ad majorem Dei gloriam, all for the glory of God."